The markup session highlighted some of the political differences over a general framework that Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson offered. Representative Johanna Hayes, a Democrat from Connecticut, said the House bill did not include her party's priorities.
I think any one of us would have loved to have the opportunity to at least get one or two of our priorities in. And that's what we are asking for, and that is what we are working for, because I too had a field hearing in my district, and many of the things that my constituents talked about are not included in here.
Representative Kat Kamick of Florida did not mince words with her response to Hayes and other Democrats who argued that the bill is partisan.
Now, as we all know, facts don't care about feelings, so here are some facts. This bill, in the base text, includes over 40 Democrat-led initiatives. 40. And of those 40 initiatives, they were specific asks from Democrat members on this committee, the very same members who are claiming that this bill is a wholly partisan undertaking. To say that this is not a bipartisan bill when you know full well that this bill includes your requested priorities, well, back home, we call that chicken shit.
Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts criticized the draft legislation, including its funding mechanisms that could take away money from nutrition programs.
We have Republican staffers apparently telling reporters that my colleagues and I are hunger weirdos. I mean, what the hell is wrong with you guys? I mean, really? Hunger weirdos? Are you kidding me? We're weird for thinking it's wrong for people in this country to go without food? Guess what? I think it's weird that a single American goes hungry. I think it's weird in the richest country in the history of the world that we have people who don't know where their next meal is coming from. And I think it's weird that we have hungry veterans and hungry seniors and hungry kids. And yeah, I think making it harder for people to eat is weird.
Thompson defended his funding proposals regarding nutrition spending.
I will say that the savings that CBO has identified that we've reinvested back into the Farm Bill, quite frankly, do not cut during the course of this 5 years of this Farm Bill any individual or family SNAP benefits. There's rhetoric on the outside that is amplifying that for their own purposes, but it is just not true.
The Senate also released its version of the Farm Bill, but has not begun markup. I'm Sabrina Halverson.